Congressman Don Young and his challenger, Democrat Harry Crawford, today faced an audience in Juneau who were more interested in specific issues than in personal ones. Young says he voluntarily stepped down from positions that would have allowed him to use his 38 years of seniority until ethics investigations were completed. He told members of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce that he's now ready to go back to work.
And I am now in a position to be chairman of a committee again, and I will probably be a chairman. Hopefully of transportation, which I was able to pass safety lieu. It brought Juneau $92 million. Now that may be Portland. I'm sure Harry supports that. That is an earmark that I have the ability to do for you. I will continue to do that when I'm reelected to the United States Congress for you because you've asked me to do that.
Crawford said that as a Republican, Young faces a majority of Democrats in the House, the Senate, and the White House, and says the congressman has not shown he is able to work with them.
I wonder how it is that you're going to change things to get the Alaska gas pipeline, to get Anwar open, to get the bridge into the NPRA, to get drilling going in the Chukchi and the Beaufort Sea. If you're their worst enemy and have a hard time working with them.
Young says the nation's voters will repudiate Democratic leadership, repeating his prediction that he will be a chairman next year. The forum was mostly directed by the audience, however, and their questions covered a broad range of issues that the two could face. For example, a recent Forest Service decision not to follow the Tongass Land Management Plan. Both Young and Crawford agreed the Agriculture Department had overstepped its authority. Crawford called it a reason he should be in Congress.
I think you need somebody that's inside the tent to go and convince him that we can have sustainable timber harvest here in Tongass, and I will do that.
The two also agreed on the need for more and better use of sustainable and renewable energy. Crawford has been a promoter of specific projects such as the Fire Island Wind Power Farm in Anchorage and development of the Chokna-Chamna Hydro Project. Young, however, found the shortcoming to be at the state level.
The state has not been aggressive enough. This administration doesn't consider hydro as renewable. They don't count that. The best renewable resource we've got, especially in Southeast Alaska, is hydro. There shouldn't be any diesel fuel burnt anywhere in the Southeast with the hydro potential we have.
The two candidates will meet again in Fairbanks on the 25th of this month.